Yesterday, we told you about the thousands of Illinois prisoners with mental illness waiting for long overdue treatment. Today, we look at solutions offered by the state a decade after it was sued over the problem. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman goes inside a new treatment center.
I'm walking with Andrea Tack, the warden here at the Joliet Treatment Center just southwest of Chicago. It doesn't look like a prison. Half a dozen single-story buildings, which they call dorms, surround a big grassy area.
I always refer to it as the quad. It reminds me of some of the college campuses that have kind of that big center lawn area and then all of the classrooms surround it.
But unlike a college, it's surrounded by two layers of barbed wire fence. This place used to be a detention center for youth. A few years ago, Illinois spent $17 million to convert it into a mental health treatment facility for prisoners. It now houses about 100 of the state's sickest inmates. As we pass the dining hall on the quad, a group of inmates walk out.
Hi, you guys. How was lunch?
The men shout back. One of them wants to talk with the warden. She promises to come find him later. Inmates here spend about 30 hours a week out of their cell. They go to meals, work out at the gym, take GED classes and get job training, and of course, receive therapy. And that stands in stark contrast to some other prisons, like Pontiac Correctional Center. There, inmates with mental illness are often kept isolated and are lucky to get even 1 hour of treatment a month. That's according to Dr. Pablo Stewart, a psychiatrist. He's overseeing a class action settlement calling for an overhaul of Illinois' prison system.
Almost everyone in the so-called mental health unit at Pontiac should be at Joliet. And if they were at Joliet, there would not be the same type of problems.
The problems Stewart's talking about are behavior issues, often due to untreated mental illness. Inmates with behavior problems across Illinois get transferred to Pontiac, and the prison just doesn't have the staff to provide mental health care to all who need it. So many of these inmates get placed in segregation, with little or no meaningful treatment and social interaction. And Stewart says they deteriorate.
These people in segregation that are mentally ill end up throwing feces or urine at staff, end up exposing themselves and masturbating in front of female staff.
They get into fights with other inmates and with prison staff. Stewart says the workers themselves are traumatized and they retaliate. Based on interviews with inmates and staff, Stewart says he's convinced that Pontiac staffers abuse inmates. Stewart says Joliet is one Illinois facility that's finally providing adequate mental health treatment, but that should be the norm.
It shouldn't be seen as, you know, unique or anything else. That's the standard of care that's required.
Warden Tack says transferred inmates have made huge strides. People who had tried to hang themselves or were violent,
now they're out and about in the community, interacting with others. Some are serving as mentors for other residents.
Alan Mills, who represents inmates on the class action suit, has seen this too.
It's a difficult transition because you've been treated in a place where you're continually traumatized, and then you get to a place where actually people care about you.
Prison officials say they're committed to improving care, but they still don't have enough mental health workers. A federal judge has given them until March to fix this. Nearly 800 inmates have been transferred to Joliet and three similar facilities. But for thousands of other mentally ill inmates in Illinois, not much has changed. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.